Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it is a hot one. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you'll enjoy. Our friend Amos actually sent me a link to that song this morning, and I didn't understand why.
Yep.
And now I'm understanding it.
Because it starts off with, it's a hot one.
It's a hot one.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, you both nailed it.
Yep.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which poll would you like to guess on, Ike? Would you like to guess on the Phillies one or the going to movies by yourself one?
The Phillies one.
All right. Does the Phillies' past failures in the postseason hold you back from believing in this team? Or are you ready to give them a clean slate? The failures hold me back, or I'm giving them a clean slate? What do you think?
Yeah, failures hold me back.
All right.
And let's go 63%.
70%.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just think out loud on this for 1 second? Would we consider 2022 a failure?
No.
Postseason. All right,
no.
So that's not a pass failure.
No.
Is it, right? They got to the World Series.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, that was exceeding expectations.
Okay. That was the, I actually wish you were here for it.
Like, that might have been our peak.
Yeah. It was the greatest,
so
man.
We're going to knock that one off the failures list because it's not a failure.
Not a failure, no.
Okay, 2 years ago, they lose in the NLCS to the Diamondbacks. Would you consider that a failure?
Yes.
It's close, though, right?
It had moments, but you had 6-7 with a chance to close it out against an 84-win baseball
team. Yeah, yeah. I don't say it's a failure of a season, but, man, I don't know. I don't know any other way to sort of what category would I put it in. Like, yeah, they made it back to the NLCS, but they also blew a 3-2 lead with 2 games at home.
They did. To me, that's like a half failure. Because this year, if we were 7 games in the NLCS, I want them to win the World Series.
Sure.
But like at the end of the day...
Well, now if you lose to the Dodgers, that's different.
Different than losing to the Diamondbacks.
But if you lose to the Brewers, like say we lose to Milwaukee in a 7-game series, like we're going to have a different feeling.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is this team, I feel like in a lot of ways, people are putting in a similar place, not right this second, maybe a similar place a year ago or something, to where they felt about the Sixers. And the Sixers had 5 straight years of not getting past the second round.
Yeah.
I get it. This team, really, when we look at it, has one failure postseason. Like, maybe 1.5. 22 is not a failure. 23, sort of, but they were in 7 games in the NLC.
I would say 2.
Okay, 2.
At worst, it's 2.
At worst, it's 2. Yeah. It just feels like we're burying them a lot for 3 years of postseason when only really one of those years is a total failure. Last year, complete and total failure. So when we say we're letting the failures of the past years hold me back, I just don't feel like they're failures in the way that should hold you back.
Yeah, I mean, last year was the real big, egregious one.
Last year was terrible.
Egregious.
Last year was terrible.
But they rolled over like dogs against that team.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, 2023 is the most egregious one, if we're being honest. You're talking about being up 3-2 and coming home with game 6 and 7 with Nola and Ranger on your home turf, that's probably a bigger transgression, right?
I guess last year's more embarrassing.
Well, that's different. I agree with you there. Yes. I would agree with that. Last year seemed more embarrassing. All that to say this, Spike, all that to say this. I don't know if myself or others are burying the Phillies. Like, we're there, but what I'm saying is I can't forget about what has already happened, which won't allow me to just believe completely. And to your point about sort of putting them in that category with the Sixers, I think you're right. They're there. I'm sorry, but they are.
I just don't think they've earned being there.
They're not at the Sixers at the end category. So I don't think we're at to the point where the Sixers lost to the Celtics, and that's what we feel. This may be more or less the Sixers after they lost to the Hawks.
Okay.
Even after you lost to Toronto, where you're like, we're in, we're still kind of believing, but you got to give us a reason to believe. And that was only to set us up for failure with what happened against the Celtics.
I think the Hawks thing is fair. Putting them at that part, I guess. Toronto, everybody still believed in the upward trajectory.
Yeah, sure.
So I think the Toronto loss is almost like after the World Series.
Okay.
And this may be after the Hawks. Now, the Sixers did have a disastrous offseason after they lost to the Hawks. It was the Ben Simmons thing and so on and so forth.
It certainly isn't apples to apples when it comes to that.
No. And we have had, the only other thing here is on this team, we at least have players who we know are postseason performers as we've seen it with our own eyes. We've seen it with Bryce Harper. We've seen it with Zach Wheeler. Like, we have seen the best player and the best pitcher on this team come through in big situations. Mm-hmm. We don't have any players on this. We never had any players on this. Who have come through in that
way. I agree. It's not, that's why I said it's not apples to apples.
Sure.
But let me ask you this. If the Phillies were to go out in the first round this year, how do you think we're going to feel after the season and going to the next season? You think people are going to be excited about the Phillies next year?
No.
So what I'm saying is we're
in a normal baseball way.
We're heading to that Sixers territory.
If they don't do anything.
Right. If they don't do anything. We're not completely there, but we're in that. Yeah, you're a good regular season team to where postseason doesn't necessarily it doesn't float everybody's boat. Right? Like we almost expect the Phillies to be in the postseason. And that's where the Sixers got. At one point in time, it was, we're happy the Sixers won 50 games. We're happy the Sixers got to the postseason and consecutive seasons and all those things. And then it became, well, what you got? What have you done for us lately? And that's where I think the Phillies are now. Everybody likes the team. Everybody likes the players on the team. But are we, what are they, the lovable losers? Like, what are we doing?
They've won more playoff games than any team in baseball the last 3 years.
And that's gotten us what?
What hasn't gotten us a championship, but they're not.
See, when you say they won more players, and that's fine. That may be factually true. But that's based off of two unexpected runs. And now when the pressure has been on the team and we expect them to win, okay, now give us that.
Yes, last year was a failure.
Now give us that.
I give you that. Last year was a failure.
All right.
215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
What's up? Hope you had a good weekend. It was a good weekend for the Phillies, and I like how Jack started out the show. I love it when people see red and they let the hate flow because it makes them stronger, and obviously it makes the Phillies stronger because you know what? I hate the Mets. Out of all the teams, like, Dallas is easy to fall down the ranks because they're just a bunch of losers for the past like 25 years, a bunch of bums. The Penguins weren't what they were because they were high ranks right there. But with the Mets, like, because they have to come down here to watch the games because it's so expensive up there. They just it's just been like that for years. So I absolutely love hearing that. And then,
well, can I say something real quick though here, Colin, on the fans that come down here? It's not that expensive to go to a Mets game. Like, it's actually very strange that they show up in Philadelphia the way that they do, and they don't.
Oh, you don't think it's because of the price of the tickets?
It's not Yankee Stadium. Right. I'm not being a Yankees exceptionalist here, but like, there are plenty of City Field tickets out there. Okay. Not to
impossible to get to though, so maybe it's easier to get here.
Sure. Yeah. Well, impossible to get to if you don't take the subway. I mean, if you drive there, it sucks.
Terrible stadium.
Well, stadium's okay. It's just
more frustrating.
Yeah.
Sounds like you love them.
I don't.
Why are they getting these tickets? Like that makes it all.
Well, that's a whole other segment. We need to stop. Like, I understand people who buy season tickets want to get their money back, and they see like the dollar signs light up in their eyes when the Mets come to town. It's time to stop selling your tickets when the Mets come to town.
Yeah,
it's time to like not do it online. If you're gonna do it. Sell them to one of your friends. Like, I understand the profit. The dollar signs in the eyes got to go away when the Mets come to town because there's too many Mets fans in there, and it's embarrassing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And on Friday, I tried to call, couldn't get in. But with Jack talking about how we want to start the series with Lindor and the plunk in the ribs or whatever. Honestly, if I was Topper, I would. If we had Alvarado, I would have had Alvarado start the game just to know that was the intent and everything. But anyway, it was just a great weekend. Like, started out great Friday, spanking them. The Stott double with
Real Muto and Castellanos. Yeah.
The double slide and everything. And then Saturday was a little bit of a letdown. And then Sunday, I was like, when Sosa got picked off, I was like, here we go. And then he hit that banger and real quick, guys, take your headphones away from your ears. Cause I was like, oh, I was so freaking hyped after that home run.
He crushed that thing. Sosa did.
433 feet?
Yeah.
And that's exactly it was so nice. Boehm is – what frustrates me with Boehm when he gets into these little woe is me, like pity party type things is – you can do it. A lot of major league players, most of them go through slumps. Like, you're not here by luck. You'll get through it. You've proven that you'll get through it. Stop with the whiny baby stuff.
Let me ask you this, Colin, with that. Because this is interesting to me. Now, I had a guy who got taken out of right field in the eighth inning throw the ultimate temper tantrum last week. He threw an ultimate temper tantrum, right? Yelled something at the manager that caused him to get suspended for a game. The ultimate temper tantrum. I've seen Stott's body language at times. Right? I've seen Bryce's body language at times when he's struggling. Trey. I understand Bohm crying in the dugout is something none of us can ever shake. I'm with you there. But this idea that these athletes, these guys, don't necessarily allow their shoulders to slump and sometimes get frustrated and spike the bat or show a little of emotion when they've been struggling for a long time, from an extended period of time, or they make an out in a situation where they desperately wanted to get a hit. I don't understand why that's like, well, Bohm is singled out as the only player on the team that does that, when I'm watching guys do that, several of them this year. And we don't call it out.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Maybe it has to do with and I can only speak for myself, with the history of it, and also, like, he while we might not want to admit it, it may be all in the back of our heads, his comments back in the day with I hate it here, just that mentality,
right,
of it, and maybe also him being a little bit younger,
yeah,
and everything, but buddy, you can do it. You've proven it, man. And you know what? Philadelphia loves that. We're obviously emotional, passionate people. We love it. We love that stuff. We like it when you show your emotion and everything.
Doesn't seem like an interesting
point. I didn't even think about that, Ike.
Yeah.
Colin.
I mean, we all get there.
Next question. What's the worst?
The phone. I understand you with the phone. I was at a play this weekend, and someone had their kids and a phone there, and it picked me off. And that was a play. But I can't stand, especially since I have a daughter that naps and goes to bed early, door-to-door salesman, whether it's for insects or rodents or your poop.
1968.
Like that.
Did the milkman show up too?
Yeah. Who's sleeping? It's 7:30 in the evening. Like. Bugger off, man. Like,
wow.
Get out of here.
Did we get a bugger off from Colin?
I can do without the door-to-door salesman.
Did they?
I agree.
Are there door-to-door?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I had a pest control guy come by the house.
Oh,
they're big. They're big on that.
They're big on that. Pest control guys are big on that.
Tell them you already have a service.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
They still want to sit there and talk to you. Now you're forcing me to be rude.
Yep.
I don't want to be rude to you. I'm trying to tell you I already have a service.
Yeah.
And everything, and you're persistent with it.
Yeah, the door-to-door, that category. The only people I ever have come into the door are people trying to get me to vote for somebody.
You get those every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. My wife hates it because I will engage them and argue with them.
Of course you will.
What is wrong with you?
Because I'm a psychopath.
He thinks it's fun. Yeah. He thinks it's fun to get in those conversations with people.
The dogs are barking like crazy.
Right,
I'm out front.
Here's why you're wrong.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Get your call right after Ike tells you about your head.
Well, there you go. I'm thinking about going overseas for a hair transplant. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Well, let me remind you, the hair transplants, hey, they're real surgery, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I tell people, go to Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical right here in Philadelphia. With the Glad Hair team, you get board-certified surgeons, safe in-office procedures that follow strict U.S. medical standards, and long-term care from a team with over 30 years' experience. No flights, no risk, just great hair and a team you trust. Visit GladHairMM.com. Stay local, stay safe, and stay looking good.
215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Yo, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What's up, Jordan?
Jordan from Princeton is lucky to now be Jordan from Ventnor for the next couple of months. So I
don't know if they changed that
on the call sign, but school finally ended. Got rid of the kids, and now I'm down here enjoying the beach in the summer of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Got rid of the kids.
I hope
a camp or something.
No, we were considering, like, late term adoption, things like that, but now overnight camps seem like a more palatable.
I was
going
to say, they still send kids off to like overnight camp?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the Philadelphia area. I mean, you're in an area where, depending on where you live, it could be a very high percentage of kids that end up going to overnight camp.
Okay.
I don't send them for the whole summer. They go away for 4 weeks. I always say I wish I didn't.
4 weeks is a long time.
Oh, dude. When I I was at public school, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
When I ended up, when I'm going to Episcopal, all those kids, like,
they all went to camps.
Yeah, like in Maryland, I think, Connecticut.
I don't think I ever went away, maybe for a week, maybe a summer camp.
Dude, all these kids, I was just in the house playing Genesis Sega, but they were all at camp somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's glorious. They leave the phones at home, and it's, you know, it's a great experience. I feel very fortunate to be able to give my kids that experience. I would also like to be able to give my kids something to cheer for the Philadelphia Phillies, and I think I have it right now. But
there you go.
I tell you, you guys are going through a list of losses, and I attended like all of them personally across multiple sports. It's been rough. I mean, 22, I took my older son to the combined no-hitter. We caught a foul ball, which is pretty cool to catch a foul in the World Series. But my God, my lifelong dream to take my kid to a World Series game. We get blanked in a combined no-hitter.
Well, at least you were at a no-hitter.
Yeah. But that was more Marx's fault than anything. That was Marx's first game that postseason. The second he showed up in the building, they got no hit.
Wait, John Marx?
First game at home.
Yeah.
At home.
Regardless. Everyone gets the point.
He was in Houston with us.
He wasn't Houston with us, but like the first game at CBP.
Not his first game ever.
No.
His first postseason game in year.
We still blame him.
Okay. So, you know, I was at the loss to the Diamondbacks. I had a cousin who flew up from Florida for a meeting. I convinced him to stay. We called the ticket office, got great seats the day of for game 7. Got my heart broken. I was singing High Hopes on the way out because I needed to bring some positivity. And
did you listen to the post-game show home?
Post-game show is probably still positive vibes. PVOs.
It was a rough day for everybody. So, you know, I think the problem is we do want to believe in this team, but especially in recent memory, we've been let down. But I got to balance that against my 40 years of being a Phillies fan. Because, my God, there were decades where the team was completely inept. And the first years I was bringing my children to the Phillies, you know, we talk about the prices at Citi Field. How about paying $2 to get into Citizens Bank Park on a Saturday, like 2015, when the team was absolute garbage? So it's very tough to balance, you know, your hope for them with the fact that even as of late, they have definitely let us down. That said, I'm very much on the hopeful side. The fact that they're getting it done by stringing together players they're bringing up from the minors and, you know, guys who are playing positions that they've never played before, Kemp and Abel and Sosa, and just these names are stepping up. And it does seem like the squad that can do it, which I always felt, but it's the difference between potential and performance. They close that gap. You got a team that's going to compete for a championship this year.
Well, I also, and Jordan, what's the next question today? What's the worst?
People who hate and bring negative energy. That is the worst.
Oh, well, unfortunately.
not on this station.
Yeah, not here.
Ever heard of WIP radio?
Yeah, I actually think they're quite necessary to show what's really happening. Sometimes.
Exactly right. Got to bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. Like, what? Go ahead.
Just negative vibes. Yeah. I'm laughing at Jordan.
Yeah, wow. I mean, he's the one who's like, well, I was in a no-hitter. I'm sorry, Jordan. I just think we're overstating their failures a little bit. I think at the end of the day, last year was a disaster. They have bounced back. They have addressed a lot of the things we asked them to address. They have the best starting pitching, I think, in baseball. The other team that they're competing with, the division, it seems to be falling apart at least a little bit, showing some weaknesses. It's a good team. We can trust them. Like, we can trust them. I think we can trust them. Speaking of teams you can't trust, talk about the Philadelphia 76ers next. And, you know, with that injury last night, the Eastern Conference, Ike.
Uh-oh.
It might be a little wide open.
Uh-oh.
It might be wide open. So we have the draft coming
up. Hey, John.
Up.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah. If you squint. If you squint.
Don't say squint anymore.
If you squint.
Don't say squint.
If you squint. We'll talk about the Sixers draft coming up next. Are you trusting in the Phillies? Are you ready to wipe away the failures past and truly believe? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget
budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.